Hello and welcome to Lagos Mums Podcast, a show about family life and parenting. Now here is your host, Lagos Mums.
Hi, this is Parenting with Lagos Mums. Welcome to the show. Hope everyone is doing great. In today's episode, we are going to talk about what to do in a time of crisis and how to support your child's resilience. Let's dive in. In a time of crisis, all parents need to understand how to support their child's resilience. Across Nigeria, the recent #EndSARS protests, the aftermath of the shootings and nationwide looting has caused a lot of stress and caused people to be sad, anxious and worried about the future. Children depend on adults for safety and security, and many adults do not feel safe or secure themselves. Children as young as infants and toddlers are keen observers of people and environments, and they notice and react to stress in their parents and other caregivers, peers, and community members. With consistent support and age-appropriate responses, children can be incredibly resilient. However, children who do not receive appropriate support and nurturance during this time could be at risk of developing significant mental health problems. Even as we continue to juggle multiple competing responsibilities and endure our own stresses and anxieties, parents need to be especially conscious as we are shaping how our children will deal with future adversities. First of all, your children need your reassurance. How you respond to crisis greatly influences your children's response, so try telling your child how you feel in an age-appropriate way. Remember that your child needs to hear hopeful messages. While you may not be able to guarantee that things will be okay, expressing optimism will provide them with psychological safety. Secondly, you need to have a routine. Maintain or create a daily routine and try to stick to it as much as possible. Start by deciding in advance what activities will be included. Make the schedule visible to them so they feel included. It does not have to be rigid but rather offer a guideline and helps everyone know what to expect. Thirdly, think of regulation. Young children experience many of the same emotions as adults, but they often lack the self-control and language skills to express their feelings. Instead, children often act out these emotions in very physical ways, such as screaming, yelling, yanking, stomping and throwing toys. Stress can become toxic to children if no supportive relationship is available. Your self-care is important in taking care of your child. Your children will notice if you feel anxious, depressed, hopeless, and/or chronically fatigued. It is common to experience these feelings, especially during such an uncertain time. Remember that in order to take good care of your children and be a positive role model, you must take care of yourself. There are generally three levels of stress. These are known as positive stress, tolerable stress, and toxic stress. Positive stress refers to common, routine life events that may cause a temporary increase in our stress level from which we quickly recover. Some examples in children include learning to ride a bicycle, getting immunizations at the doctor's office, or the first day of school. Each of these experiences is temporary and do not traumatize the child. Like Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. If there's one thing we can always be sure of, it's that adversity is inevitable. Moreover, while every generation has had its own unique challenges, it also can be argued that the demands, anxieties, and pressures faced by young people today present an exceptional challenge to healthy development. Learning how to cope with adversity is an important part of healthy child development. When we are threatened, our bodies prepare us to respond by increasing our heart rate, blood pressure, and stress hormones, such as cortisol. Therefore, what you want to present as toxic stress, this can be damaging and have long-term effects. When a young child's stress response systems are activated within an environment of supportive relationships with adults, these physiological effects are buffered and brought back down to baseline. The result is the development of healthy stress response systems. However, if the stress response is extreme and long-lasting, and good support is unavailable, the result can be damaged, weakened systems and brain architecture, with lifelong repercussions. It is important that we learn how to control stress. Children will model after what they see, perhaps regardless of what they hear. Thus, parents are more likely to raise resilient children if their children see them as strong and competent role models who do not crumble under pressure. Let us discuss some things that parents can do in a time of crisis. Listen to your children. parents should listen to their children, and especially during a time of crisis. You start by letting your child know that you hear them and acknowledge how they feel. Thereafter, you can shift to encouragement and let your child know that you will work through this together. Where your child is reacting in a fit of emotion, first try to calm them out with a heartfelt hug. After the hugs, ask your child what they understand about what has happened. You can ask them about what questions or concerns they might have. It is common for children to have fears based on limited information or from not understanding what they have heard or seen. You must first listen to your child's concerns so you can frame your discussions. Be sure to present the situation appropriately and spare them frightening or unnecessary details. When they are finished talking, then you can help them to make sense of their emotions. Always end on a positive note. You also need to help them express how they feel. Just asking children how they feel may not be enough to get them to voice their feelings. Sometimes simply sitting with them helps. For young children, you can also be there while they draw a picture or play with their toys. This can help them find a way to communicate what they are feeling. On the other hand, older children and adolescents might find it easier to talk about what others think. Encourage them to ask questions and share their feelings. Answer their questions with calm, age-appropriate responses, and do not belittle their emotions. Some children will act as if they aren't bothered at all. They don't seem particularly interested in or moved by the event. If so, there's no reason to push them to express anything at this time. Never force your children to talk, but tell them you are there to listen. It is common for people to have a mixture of emotions in the face of all that has happened. At this time, children are painting a picture of what it means to protest. In addition, they are trying to make sense of why there has been so much looting, among other concerns. Your child can be wondering why people are so cruel, and they might be angry, scared, or frustrated. Children might even wonder about God at this time. You need to be able to help them express themselves and offer the encouragement they need. Remember, your children are making sense of the world, and they need their parents to give them hope and a sense of calm. Don't deny their feelings or try to talk your children out of it. The way we communicate through our body language and tone may be more important than our exact words. In the face of a crisis, gather the family together and have regular conversations. You may want to begin the conversation with everyone present to feel more secure when you are all together. Have the right level of conversation depending on your children's age and developmental level. More than anything else, adults must be honest about what has happened. Sadly, this is not the kind of truth that we can protect our children from. It is essential to keep in mind that the truth doesn't need to include every horrid detail. Older children and adolescents are likely to ask for and benefit from additional information about the crisis and recovery efforts. With the internet and social media, your children already have some information and have formed some opinions already. It is important to have open and honest conversations. Don't worry about saying the perfect words. Nothing we can say in these circumstances will make everything better. Don't feel obligated to give a reason for what happened. It is okay to say you don't know why something so terrible has happened. You need to give your child a sense of safety. As we try to explain events in the midst of a crisis, the main goal is to reinforce that you and your children are safe. If it isn't clear that you are yet safe, don't lie. Focus instead on the steps you are taking to become safer. They may be worried about the safety of their friends or extended family. Reassure them that their friends' parents are taking care of them, just like you are. As soon as reasonably possible, try to follow old routines. This is because children thrive on structure. Follow as normal a schedule as possible. You can maintain some family routines like singing songs or reading stories before bedtime. Remember that your children's world revolves around you and your home. Any disruption to your normal family activities will be felt by your children. It is important to realize that things that may seem trivial to you are not to your children. Activities like watching television, playing on the computer, or having friends over are important to your children. As a result, these activities will be seen as tremendous losses if they are disrupted. Therefore, be patient and help children think of alternative activities. Finally, provide your children with opportunities to help others. Children cope better and recover sooner when they help others. This is because it creates a sense of control and helps children feel better about themselves. try to monitor and limit your children's exposure to the news. As compelling as it may be, news coverage is often overwhelming. The reality is that today's 24-hour news cycle and online content replays dramatic footage all the time. This non-stop imagery and news can expose your child to gory images and increase trauma. It is advisable to shield your children entirely or limit the time they spend viewing media related to the incident. Even indirect disaster exposure from media, e.g., newspaper, television, internet, social media, can be detrimental and may change the way they view the world. They may begin to see it as a threatening, scary place. It is important for parents to limit media exposure in general. Also, take the time to explain in words they understand what they do see and hear. Be honest, but spare your children from unnecessary or frightening details. Point out some of the positives of the trauma, such as how people help each other or how heroes risk their own lives for others. Even in the most difficult situation, your positive outlook on the future will help your children. This will help them to see good things in the world around them and help them through challenging times. It is important to note that when adults are speaking secretly, this raises your child's anxiety level, so be sure to speak openly or find a private place to have more sensitive conversations. The bottom line for parents is to remain calm and to remind children they are loved. Additionally, let them know that you are doing everything you can to keep them safe. Feeling secure and connected to parents, family members, teachers, friends, or community is the greatest protection children have. Ultimately, this affects their recovery immediately after a disaster and well into the future. And that's it for today. Thank you for joining us today on Parenting with Lagos Mums podcast. Make sure to visit our website at lagosmums.com and follow us at Lagos Mums on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, that is at LAGOSMUMS. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. See you next time.